Welcome back to the Short Story Podcast, Shorties. Today is an interesting episode. I hope you all are having a great day. I know we never had an episode last week, but summer happened, is all I can say. I ended school last week, and now I'm going to be a senior in high school. And it's like a good and bad thing, because the older you get, the more, like, you're gonna have to pay bills and life happens, but that's just life, I guess. So, I just wanted to let you guys know that we are not going to be having any podcasts after this one until July 13th. So, on July 13th, when we have a new episode, we will be having a giveaway, which I'm actually gonna announce today. And so the giveaway prize is $25 Amazon gift card. And if you would like to enter it, you may either email me at osubeavergirl21@gmail.com. That's osubeavergirl21@gmail.com. If you don't want to email, you can always have Instagram, but I know not everybody has that. If you have Instagram, follow at the Short Stories Podcast, and you can, comment on this post that I'm about to post on that. I will be posting it shortly, just giving you guys a heads up, because I know some people actually listen to this, and if I want to give, a prize to those people listening. And that said, let's move on, and today we're going to start off with some story corps, and second, we're going to look at 5 crime fails almost too funny to be true, and then we're going to have a song analysis, and you'll find out what song that is. Just stay tuned. This one's actually an animated story corps that we're going to be doing. We can just watch it, and you guys can listen. It's called No More Questions, and about Kay Wong was a strong-willed grandmother who was brought to StoryCorps by her son and granddaughter. Though Kay was reluctant at first, she still had stories to tell from, disobeying her mother and suitors while growing up in China to late-life adventures as a detective for Bloomingdale's department store. But she passed away weeks after that interview, and her son and granddaughter returned to StoryCorps to remember her gentler side, which she actually kept to herself. So let's listen on in.
But she said, keep me at your place for a while.
Guys. Okay. Listen, clear music. Oh my goodness. I'm gonna get a new computer. My computer is literally so glitchy, guys. I just need to get a new one. Anyways, let's listen now. It's only 4 minutes. So, K1 87 had a reputation for being strong-willed. I'll just read it on the way. In 2008, her son, Chang, granddaughter Chen, brought her to StoryCorps booth in New York City. And while Kay rushed through her questions, Chen and Chang prodded her to tell them a little more.
I wasn't very nice. If I make a mistake, my mother, she made me apologize. In our custom, when you apologize to your mother, you have to bring a cup of tea and say, I'm sorry. But I purposely dropped that hot cup of tea in my mother's lap.
That's so mean.
I wasn't a good student. I always lie to get out of school because a lot of boyfriend after me. That time I was too young. I was not bad looking then. So, what else? Hurry. I'm going to go home.
How'd you meet Grandpa?
Mm-hmm.
Pa.
I was a training nurse in a hospital. He was there for hemorrhoids operation. So when your grandpa see me, your grandpa keep on asking me to get married.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
And I said, I don't like you. You have bald head.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't like him because he's ugly. But one
That's
thing
so
about
mean.
Your grandpa, he's very smart. That's it. No more questions.
Okay. Just a couple more questions?
Short one.
Short ones.
Short ones. Tell me about working at Bloomingdale's. What did you do?
You know what I do. I'm not going to tell
you. No, you have to. You have to talk about it.
I am a detective. I got a very famous designer.
So she went from a nurse to
a detective. I better not mention her name. She stole a dress, $3,000. So I walked out of the store. I said, would you like to pay me that dress? She said, do you know who I am? I said, yeah, you're a thief. So that's my life.
Do you have any regrets?
No, what should I regret? No, I think I'm old enough to do whatever I would like.
I would regret being mean.
That's it.
Basically. She passed away a few weeks after this interview. So that's kind of sad.
You know, there's a line between independent and stubborn, and my mom crossed that a lot.
She liked to complain about things, but she didn't really mind. Like, she took care of Grandpa, and she did a lot of that on her own. You knew because she complained about it, but she would do it, even though she complained.
Yeah. I don't know how willing she would have been to do story.
That's it.
Oh my goodness.
She had so little time left. It was kind of like one of her last gifts to us. My mother was cremated, and the original plan was to put her in the same cremorial
next
as my
to Grandpa.
Father. But she said, you know, keep me at your place for a while. So right now I have the ashes at home. And I talk to my mom every now and then. I'll tell her goodnight or I miss you or something like that. So I'm kind of happy she's with me.
Wow. That was an interesting story. It's like the mom went from being really mean to being a nurse that was still kind of mean. And then she went and married the grandpa and then she was a detective. That sounds really cool. And yeah, if she mentioned the name of that designer, they'd probably get in so much trouble. Okay, now moving on to five crime fails. Almost too funny to be true, because it is crime time, guys. It's crime time. And we gotta look at some crime fails. There's always something funny that can go wrong, as you could say. So, we are fascinated by criminal minds that intricacies of the crime. I think I said that wrong. Intricacies? If you guys saw this word, it's kind of weird. And the details of the ongoing police investigation through the trials and beyond. But what about the cases where the level of sophistication isn't quite there? Take, for example, these fails where plans have gone laughably wrong. First one out of five. It's called Go to Jail, Do Not Collect $999,524. In 2011, 53-year-old Michael Anthony Fuller from North Carolina, USA, walked into a Walmart store and bought a vacuum cleaner and a microwave for $476. So far, nothing wrong with that, right? While Michael attempted to pay for his purchases using a million-dollar note from the game Monopoly, and after demanding change of $999,524 from the cash register, the police were promptly called and he was arrested. He was charged with attempting to obtain property by false pretenses with a bond of $97,500. Man, just because you want to buy something with a Monopoly piece of money does not mean that you can literally go buy it, or else I guess that's a crime. You can't just go up with fake money. If any of you guys have seen Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Roderick Rules, Oh my goodness, those movies are so funny. Dare Grumpy Kid. But there is the scene where the mom is like, okay, I'll pay you mom bucks, which was her form of money. Like, they were Monopoly money bucks. And she's like, if you'd be nice to each other, the brothers, like, the older brother be nice to the younger brother, older, younger be nice to the older. So then, it's just, like, the older brother's really foolish, and he trades his mom bucks, like, right when he gets them, and instead doesn't save up. That's what this reminded me of with the fake money. Okay, there's a second one. Looking good, Donald. More recently, in early 2016, Donald Chip Pug was suspected of arson and vandalism, so a warrant was sent out for his arrest. To help track down Donald, the police of Lima, Ohio, shared his mugshot on their Facebook page. Donald clearly didn't think the photo captured his best side, so he texted a more flattering selfie to the police department saying, "Here is a better photo. That one is terrible." Still obviously wanting to repair his reputation, Donald then called into a local radio station to justify his actions. This is what he's saying. "Man, they just did me wrong. They put a picture out that made me look like I was a Thundercat or James Brown." Google it. "On the run, I can't do that." Police were delighted with Donald's help and later arrested him in Florida. So if you guys want to get somebody arrested and they're not responding, post a picture of them that looks bad. That guy was kind of dumb, I would say, though. Third one, don't get cocky. In 2016, Christopher Wallace, a 24-year-old from Maine, USA, was on the run from police after allegedly stealing cooking equipment. Having successfully evaded police for weeks, he started to get cocky, posting to Snapchat that he was at home hiding from police. On seeing this, a couple of his followers alerted police, who then went to search his home. Unfortunately, despite the tip-off, police had no luck finding him and called the search off. That's when Christopher posted again saying police were in his house and he was hiding in a cabinet. Well, how dumb can he be? The police were alerted again and searched cabinets to find pots, pans, and a pair of feet. The feet were attached to Christopher and he was placed under arrest. Oh my goodness, like, I was, like, so dumb. He literally was just like, I'm here. It's like, you can't be posting your followers. How do you think the police found you, dude? For stealing pots and pans. Cooking equipment. That's kind of ridiculous, too. Okay, we are delighted to offer you an interview is the next one. In 2016, bank employee Alberto Saavedra Lopez from Arizona was suspected of stealing $5,000 from his workplace over the course of 3 months. He was reported to authorities and promptly quit his job and moved to Phoenix. In 2018, despite being a fugitive, Alberto applied for a job as a dispatcher for the local police department. On seeing his application and making the connection, the police couldn't believe their luck and thought the easiest way to catch him was to offer him a job or interview. When he arrived, suited up and ready to impress, he was arrested on the spot. That is such a good tactic. Like, just arrest somebody. Okay, can you come in for a job interview? Like, have the FBI, like, get on it on that, probably. Maybe that's what happened. They all, like, set up a secret job interview. Last one, guys. Is called Stranger Than Fiction. Christian Bala, a Polish author, wrote a crime novel in 2003, which quickly became a bestseller in Poland. It gripped the nation and received a lot of publicity. However, police found many of the details about the murder in the novel eerily familiar. The description of the murder was remarkably similar to what they knew about an unsolved case on their books, the torture and murder of Darusz Janiszewski. Police decided to dig a bit deeper and discovered not only had Christian known the victim, he was the last person to have seen him alive, and had actually sold Janiszewski's mobile phone. Christian was duly charged and received 25 years in prison. Man, if you know about a case and it's unsolved, you better tell somebody or else you're in trouble like this guy. And while it might have been hard to catch the careless criminals like the ones above, it takes a team of highly skilled individuals to fight more sophisticated crimes. I think that was very interesting. Like, if you guys... All those stories are crazy. I can't believe... I heard this one story. I thought some guy maybe stole spaghetti or something. And I don't know, it was crazy. I used to listen to this podcast, the Correct Opinions podcast. I just don't right now. I'm just kind of bored or something. I just haven't really listened. It's with Trey Kennedy, and it's actually really funny. Go listen to his podcast, even though he's not sponsoring this video or anything. Lastly, today, guys, we're doing What Time Is It? Song analysis. That is the song. What Time Is It? From High School Musical. I know some of you guys are like, you're so cheesy, Olivia. Yeah, I'm cheesy. But I just want to have fun because I was supposed to do this last week, but I didn't have time. Get it? What time is it? Not always true. Always a vacation, actually, because, you know, everybody's working. It's not bad. It's actually also not true. My teacher was like, yeah, we have summer school, and it's like, for some people, and I feel bad. Sorry, but I hate that part because it's so untrue. Like, I wake up early to go to work and it's around 6 or earlier. Actually not all about partying. I don't know why I'm so critical. Like that song, but I also think there's a lot of false teaching, if you know what I mean, to it. No more waking up at 6 a.m. That's like so untrue because, like, yeah, I have to go to work early at like 7, and so I have to wake up earlier than 6 a.m. I like how it's like talking about all the stuff they do in the summer, and then during the movie, they literally just work and kind of have fun, but. I mean, I should watch that movie again. I haven't seen it in a while. Thank you guys so much for listening. And remember, if you want to enter the summer giveaway for a $25 Amazon gift card, email me at osubeavergirl21 gmail.com and write your name and say that you're entering for the giveaway. Or on Instagram, you can go on my new post that I'm about to do and you can check it out there and comment your name if you would like to participate. Share it. Don't forget to share it because I want as many people as possible to enter to win this Amazon gift card. Have a great day, guys. Adios. Have a great week. Bye.